The nature of Kriya is that we call out to Hashem and we address Him by His name. Kriya itself doesn't include the bakasha, the request. Rather, it's the preamble. We call out to Hashem, asking Him to listen to us, and then we put in our request. Since the Kriya is for the purpose of asking Hashem to listen to our request, so we address Hashem with a name and in a manner which is appropriate for the request that we're asking for. Now, if we were to try to find some kind of similarity between this and the way we address people, so the names of people which we're familiar with are not really applicable to this concept. Whether someone's name is Reuven, David, Avram won't be affected with what you want from them. Regardless, you're going to use their name. You're going to say, Reuven, come here, I have something I want from you. But the best mashal one can draw would be how we call certain people. Some people we call them Rav, others we call Rebbe, others we call Father, Tati. Now those names define the kind of question we're going to be posing to that person. When we call out to Hashem and use the name of mercy, we're identifying Hashem as the one who will reply to us with mercy. And that's the concept of Kriya, which precedes a request. Kriya itself contains an enormous power of tefillah. The Shulah brings from Chazal, who say, why is it that someone can call out to Hashem and not get answered? And I'm adding, at times. So the reason might be because they don't know how to address Hashem by His proper name. As it says, Asagvehu ki yad Hashemi, Yikra'eni ve'enei. Hashem says, I will elevate and save him because he knew my name. When he calls to me, I shall answer him. So it has to do with addressing Hashem by name. So think of how a poor person might address a wealthy man. He might say, Adoni, ha'ashir. Right? You're a wealthy person, Adoni, ha'tov lev. A good-hearted person. When a poor man refers to the wealthy man in this way, and he calls him this name, the fact alone that he's calling him this name already contains a demand that the wealthy man live up to his name. If the rich man feels that the poor man is truly and honestly referring to him that way, and he means it, and he truly believes that he is good-hearted, well, then that will be a powerful motivation not to disappoint him. So likewise, when we call out to Hashem and use His name of being merciful, if we have that kind of clarity with the use of the name, Hashem will answer us. So as to live up to the name you've identified Him with, so to speak. If someone is in a dark alley at night and he's surrounded by dangerous looking people, and he notices at the mouth of the alley a police car is cruising by, he won't just yell, help, he'll yell, police, help. And that's a whole different kind of cry, much more powerful and likely to be answered. If a policeman hears police, he knows he's being summoned. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Klal Yisrael after the Egel. Everything they had achieved, was in Sakana, it could have been lost. Hashem passed close to him, Vayavar Hashem Apanav Vayikra. Hashem came close, Shekhinah approached Moshe and demonstrated what needs to be done at that moment. Vayikra, call out. What do you call out? Hashem. That's what he said. Vayikra, Hashem, Hashem. Say Hashem's name, the name which communicates that Hashem is infinitely merciful. And all the more so when we call out to Hashem and say, Eloi Kai, my Hashem, then it's as if a person has a personal bodyguard. He pays to watch him. When he calls out to that bodyguard, the man comes running. And that's the power of addressing Hashem as Eloi Kai.